BBC News with Ian Purdon. In one of the worst mass killings in recent US history, a gunman has shot dead 20 children and 6 adults at a primary school in the northeastern state of Connecticut. A police spokesman said the gunman himself was also dead, and another body had been found at a location connected with him. Paul Adams reports from Washington.
The shooting took place at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in western Connecticut. Eyewitnesses spoke of hearing as many as 100 shots and watching frightened children between 5 and 10 years of age running from the school. The police searched the buildings thoroughly, recovering a handgun and a rifle. Lieutenant Paul Vance spoke to reporters when the search was over.
The entire school was searched, and soon thereafter the children were and staff were reunited with their parents and their loved ones. The shooter is deceased inside the building, and many agencies are working together to answer all the questions surrounding exactly what happened.
For some time, the apparent lack of panic outside the school led networks to report the death toll was low, but gradually an altogether more horrific picture has emerged of one of the worst mass shootings in American history. Television networks are now identifying the gunman, who was said to be wearing military clothing, as 24-year-old Ryan Lanza.
In the past hour, President Obama has given an emotional address about the killings on national television. He said he was speaking not as a president, but as a parent.
I know there's not a parent in America who doesn't feel the same overwhelming grief that I do. The majority of those who died today were children. Beautiful little kids between the ages of 5 and 10 years old. They had their entire lives ahead of them. Birthdays, graduations, weddings, kids of their own. Among the fallen were also teachers, men and women who devoted their lives to helping our children fulfill their dreams. So our hearts are broken today.
President Obama. Now, other news. The Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman is resigning a day after being charged with fraud and breach of trust. Mr. Lieberman said he wanted to clear his name without delay. The Israeli Justice Ministry said on Thursday it was charging Mr. Lieberman over alleged irregularities concerning the leaking of information about a police inquiry. More serious allegations, including money laundering and bribery, have been dropped. The resignation comes 6 weeks before Israel's general election. Mr. Lieberman's right-wing party and the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud group had formed an electoral pact ahead of the ballot. World News from the BBC. There have been clashes in the Egyptian city of Alexandria between supporters and opponents of President Mohamed Morsi. The violence came as the country prepares to vote in a referendum on a controversial new constitution. Shaima Khalil has been following developments from Cairo.
It started when the main imam in the Qaid Ibrahim Mosque, which is the biggest, one of the biggest mosques in Alexandria, he started preaching and urging people to vote yes for the referendum tomorrow. Angry protesters started attacking him, wanting him to stop preaching, and his supporters were trying to stop the attacks. And of course, clashes then erupted. We're getting reports that 13 people have been injured. And I mean, I've seen pictures. They're not just in the mosque, they're also around the mosque and near the Corniche, the seaside as well.
British prosecutors will not charge the computer hacker Gary McKinnon, who is wanted in the United States for breaking into military computers. The decision comes 3 months after the British Home Secretary blocked Mr. McKinnon's extradition to the US on health grounds, because medical reports suggested he was likely to commit suicide. Mr. McKinnon has a mild form of autism. Humanitarian agencies in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo say there's been a dramatic increase in the number of displaced people following fighting last month between the M23 rebel group and government troops. The charity Médecins Sans Frontières said there were more than 800,000 displaced people in the province of North Kivu. Nelson Mandela is spending a seventh night in hospital in Pretoria, where he is having treatment for a lung infection. There had been rumours in South Africa that the 94-year-old former president had returned home. But an official statement said Mr. Mandela had spent a comfortable 24 hours in hospital and would continue to receive treatment there. BBC News.